So, how was everyone's day today?
Well, not much happened for me. I just ran out of eggs for breakfast, so I had to go to the store for several hours to do some restocking of the shelves. And then I answered a few calls and read a book, and, well, it was really an exciting day.
Cucumber?
Not bad, eh, what? I spent the day cleaning my guns and fishing the newspaper out of the well, and trying to make my pickle tree grow pickles instead of broccoli, eh, what?
It grows broccoli?
Very broccoli, eh, what?
So, nothing else of worthy note happened with you there, Mr. Green Vegetable?
Nope. Eh, what?
So, what about your day, Zimmerman?
Well, as you know, I went up to the university in Berlin for the day.
Yes. How did it go?
Well,
if I tell you what happened to me up there, you must promise not to breathe a word of it to anybody.
Well, if it is so important, we promise, Zimmerman.
I promise.
Me too, eh, what?
Okay, well, as you know, I went up to the university there, and I met with one of the senior professors there, and after making me promise to tell nothing of what he would show me,
he handed me a big, pink envelope.
So what did he tell you about the envelope, Zimmerman, eh, what?
Well, and this must go no further. He told me that inside that envelope were the plans to a new top-secret invention invented by one of the scientists at the university there.
Top secret? Ooh!
Don't get any ideas of finding out what the invention is, Hasenpfeffer.
He didn't even tell me, and told me under no circumstances was I to ever open the envelope and look at its contents.
What? The idea never even entered my head!
Well, anyway, he entrusted it to my care and told me that I was to deliver it to a certain Mr. X in this town. The envelope would eventually make it to some head department in the government.
So, do you actually have this envelope with you now?
Well, yes, actually.
Where is it?
If I tell you, you must understand that if anything ever happened to this envelope, it would probably cost me my job.
You can trust us, Zimmerman.
All right. It's folded up inside my napkin here.
Wow! Oh.
Hey, what?
There. Now, do you all promise to keep your promise of secrecy?
Yes, indeed. Hey, what?
We'll guard that envelope as if it was gold, Zimmerman.
Yes, as long as it's under my roof, I can guarantee absolute protection.
Good.
Don't worry, nothing will happen to those plans.
Adventure Alley Productions presents to you The Crackpot Professor, Top Secret, starring Jacob Brody as Professor Hasenpfeffer and Silas Johnson as Professor Zimmerman.
Good morning, Zimmerman.
Morning.
Anything wrong?
Yep.
And what would that be?
The top secret plans.
Oh, well, if that's all, I'll... What? The papers? The ones you were supposed to take care of?
Yep. Not here either. Where could the envelope be?
What are you looking for, Zimmerman?
Oh, nothing. Just the top secret plans.
Oh.
What is everyone doing, eh, what?
The top secret plans are missing.
Well, let's think, Zimmerman. What did you do with them after supper?
After supper? I must have left them down here, tucked inside my napkin.
Good! And what did you do with Zimmerman's napkin when you cleared the table, Miss Parrot?
Yeah, I threw the napkin away because it was dirty. I guess the envelope went with it.
Let's check in all the garbage cans in the house.
Nothing in this one. Is that all?
Yeah, I checked the one I thought I threw it in a half a dozen times.
Wait a minute. I thought I threw my apple core away in this garbage last night. It's not here now.
That must mean something. Cucumber! Do you know anything about the use of any garbage involvement in the past 24 hours?
Last night, I took out the garbage, eh, what?
At what time?
It was approximately 8:32 and 43,264 ten-thousandths of a second, eh, what?
That is pretty exact.
And supper was at 6 o'clock. So...
After supper, Cucumber and I went to help Hasenpfeffer with some organizing. And you did...
Well, I cleared the table while humming my darling Clementine. Oh.
Goodness.
And along with the job of clearing the table came throwing out old napkins.
And with the napkins went out the top secret envelope.
What time was that?
Oh, about 8:28.
And then I took out the garbage at 8:32 and 43,264,000 seconds.
All right, we know that already.
So that must mean that the secret papers are in the garbage bags outside by the road. Let's get going! Hey, look there! The garbage truck is just leaving!
Oh no!
Hey, wait, stop! You've got something important, please!
Do you think he's going to get the truck to stop, Professor? Hey, what?
I don't know, but I'm not going to try myself.
Whoa! Oh my! Look, Zimmerman just jumped into the back of the truck!
Ew, with all that garbage, eh, what?
Hey, guys, look! The garbage bags are still here!
Huh? Eh, what? Then that must have been the recycling truck, eh, what? Because the recycling's gone, eh, what?
Oh, dear, Zimmerman's making a fool of himself. Hey, Zimmerman! Zimmerman!
What is it, Hasenpfeffer?
That's the recycling truck! The garbage is still here!
Oh no! Oh, well, I better get out of here. My gloves!
Oh dear! Poor fellow!
I wonder if we'll ever see him again. Eh, what?
Oh, he'll be back. As soon as they realize he's not garbage.
Nothing we can do about it now, though.
Nope. We'll just bring these garbage bags in and start looking for that important envelope.
Right.
Oh my! Where am I? And how far has this truck carried me? I don't recognize any of this. I guess I'll just walk until I come upon something I know. Oh, hey! That girl on that bicycle! That's our paper delivery girl! Hey, girl!
Why, isn't this Mr. Zimmerman? How are you, Mr. Zimmerman?
Well...
And what are you doing way over here?
Well, you see, little girl, it's a little hard to explain, but I seem to be lost. Would you point me in the direction of my abode?
Your what?
The house I live at.
Oh! Well, your house is right over there, in that direction. Just follow it for a ways, and then make a couple turns, and then you're home.
Oh, thank you so very much, little girl. I really appreciate it.
No problem, mister. Well, I gotta get back to my route. See you around, Mr. Zimmerman!
See ya! Well, I wonder what's happening back at home right this minute.
One orange peel.
One spaghetti noodle. Hey, what?
One torn, dirty, and... ew, rather smelly sock. Ugh.
Well, that's the last part of the last bag. Hey, what?
Oh, my. And we went through every single article in them. What could have happened to that pink envelope?
And what's Zimmerman going to say when he finds out?
Hello, everybody!
Zimmerman! Hi,
Zimmerman.
How have you been, eh?
Hello!
I hope you had a...
What happened to you, eh? What?
Oh.
Have you found it yet?
No. We just finished going through the last bit.
And no sign of it, eh? What?
Oh, where could that be? I need to have it. If anything ever happens to it...
You would be in big trouble and could lose your position and job. You told us that already.
But I need to emphasize it so you know the importance of this matter.
Yeah, we know that.
Now, where could those top secret plans be, eh, what?
Well, they were in the garbage. We know that, right?
Yeah.
But now it's not.
Thus, if it's not there now, somehow it must have gotten out.
You mean it walked away on its own, eh what?
No, no. The only way I can see that the envelope could have left the bags is if some person took them out.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous. Who would go searching around in garbage bags?
We did, eh what?
Hey, just wait a minute.
What is it, Miss Parrot?
There's one thing, but I didn't think much about it at the time.
What is it, eh what?
Well, I saw some people in rags rummaging around in our garbage earlier today.
What?
Do you think they could have taken the envelope, eh what?
They could have.
Oh, well, that's good. Glad you remembered that, Miss Parrot. But how are we going to find a bunch of homeless people?
Well, there's an area about 10 miles from here. That's an assortment of about 20 or so poor-looking shacks, and just generally a dirty and messy place. That's where most of the beggars and such live. You couldn't really call the building shacks, either. More like small sheds.
Well, that sounds like a likely spot to me. Let's go right now and... Oh, no.
What?
I can hear the garbage truck coming from down the street!
Oh, dear. Hey, what?
Come on! Let's hurry and put all this trash and put it back in the bags and quickly take it off the road before the truck passes!
Yes, Colin. I absolutely hate having garbage hanging around the house.
Let's hurry, eh, what?
Give me that piece of scum, let's get it in! Come on, quick! Oh, no!
Get out of my hand!
Oh, no, look! There it goes! Eh, what?
Oh!
Here, don't worry. Give me the bags and I'll run after it and...
No! You stay put! We don't want a repeat of what happened last time!
But our garbage!
I guess we could drop it off ourselves at the dump or something.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got more pressing matters right now.
To the poor man's district. Eh, what?
My good man.
Huh. What's that?
Could you answer a few questions, sir?
Dunno, Cove. Might. Then again, maybe not at all.
Miss Parrot?
Yes. Now, sir.
This lady a parrot? Really?
Yes, she is a parrot, eh, what?
Very odd. She looks fairly human. Very.
No, she is human, but her surname is Parrot.
Oh, you don't have anything against parrots. Happy for them. Now, what does the parrot want?
We are looking for a couple of people that we think live here.
A couple?
A tall woman and a short man. The man has a mustache and the lady is blonde.
Interesting description. Very. Would they be married?
I think so.
Oh, well, sounds sort of like the Copperfields. Very nice people, very. Three children, lovely, very, two boys, one girl.
Where do these Copperfields stay?
Stay? Ha ha, they don't stay anywhere. Nobody does in this dump. Always moving, always. Today, however, it's their turn to have the shack right over there. Nice lean-to, don't leak as much as the others, not very. You'll find them there.
Oh, well, thank you very much, sir, for your help. Here's a little something for your trouble.
Oh, thank you, sir, very much. Happy to oblige. Good people, the Copperfields. Regular jolly. You'll like them. I'll escort you over. This way. Come.
Why, thank you.
What has he been saying, Miss Parrot? Eh, what? I can't understand a word, eh, what?
He's taking us to see the family we think have the envelope.
Oh, eh, what?
Well, here we is. Knock lightly, sir. They'll hear you.
All right.
Who is it?
It's me, Martin. Got some nice folks here. Very. They want a word with you.
Bring them on in then, Martin. They're welcome if they're friends of yours.
Hello.
Hello, your wash-up.
Are you saying I need a bath?
Certainly not, your wash-up.
I think that's just his way of saying your worship, Possum Pepper.
Exactly. Wash-up. Wash-up. The same thing, really.
Oh, I'm sorry for misunderstanding you, then.
Perfectly all right. My fault, your wash-up.
Now, quit that your wash-up malarkey. Just call me by my name. Hossenpfeffer.
If that's what you want, your wash-up.
Anyhow, Love to stay and bark, but must go, really. Hope you get along. See you all later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
So how do you do? My name is Nicholas Copperfield. This here is my very helpful wife, Belle.
Hello. Very happy to meet you.
And these are our three kitties. Louisa.
Glad to meet you, your wash-up.
This is Ebenezer.
Howdy do.
And our youngest sparkler, Emma.
Hi, folkses.
Well, we're very, very happy to meet all of your lovely family, to be sure. My name, as I already said, is...
Hosenstepper, I remember.
Now, don't interrupt Mr. Hosenstepper.
It's very rude, Louisa, darling.
Sorry, Mom.
That's all right. Yeah, quite all right. And my good friend here is Professor Zimmerman.
Pleased to meet you.
And this is my bodyguard, Captain Cucumber.
Howdy, eh, what?
And lastly...
And certainly the least, what?
This, yes, this is my secretary. Very helpful secretary, too. Miss Parrot.
Hi there.
Well, what can we do for you nice folks?
Well, you see, the reason is because Miss Parrot here thought she saw you rummaging in her trash bag several hours ago, and...
Oh, we're very sorry we is.
We didn't mean no harm.
We always goes out and looks to see if we can find anything worth saving.
You see, sometimes people throw away perfectly good things, and seeing as how they don't want them no more, and seeing as how we doesn't have too many valuables, we don't see no harm in doing a bit of scavenging.
All we took anyhow was just some old napkins and a baseball cap.
No. That's all right. You're not in any trouble. We didn't come to scold you.
Not at all.
No? Well, then I don't understand.
You see, we accidentally misplaced something very valuable, and we thought perhaps it had ended up in the garbage, and... that maybe you had picked it up without realizing it.
Oh, I see now. Well, if we has it, I'll be very glad to give it back to you.
What is it you lost?
Well, you see, it's a very important top-secret document, and it was inside a pink envelope.
No, sorry, we didn't take any pink envelope. Just some napkins and a ball cap, like I said.
But you see, I had wrapped up the envelope in some napkins at dinner, and...
Oh, well, here, look through them for it.
Oh, thank you so, so very, very much.
Find it, Zimmerman? Eh, what?
No. No, it can't be. No, it's not here.
Not there?
Maybe it wasn't in the napkins we took. Maybe...
No, it had to be. It has to be. Oh, no.
Dad?
Yes, Louisa?
Well, I thought you ought to know that I saw Emma take some of those napkins off the pile.
What? Where is Emma?
She's over here, Mama.
Emma, dear, what did you do with those napkins?
All the napkins, Mama? I'm burning them.
Burning them?
No, Emma, stop at once.
All right, Dada.
Now, bring those napkins here, Pat.
Okay, Dada. Here they are, Dada.
Ah, I hope she didn't burn it, your wash-up. Check.
Yes, it's here! Finally!
Yippee! Eh, what?
Yay!
Oh, I can't tell you how much this means to me.
Oh, think nothing of it, your worship. I'm just sore because of all this inconvenience.
We never meant to cause a problem. It's just that since my husband lost his job 2 years ago, it's been a very hard time for all of us.
Yes, worry about the children and where the next meals are going to come from and how to get them a decent education. It's been a real struggle.
Especially when Nick comes home and tells us that we won't be eating that night. I'm sure you understand, your wash-up, but it's very hard on the children especially.
But we all love each other dearly, and that's how we stay together like we do. Sometimes our friend Martin will help out, but he can hardly eat most days himself. But there we go, is bothering you with our troubles.
We just hope you won't be too upset at us about the mix-up, your wash-up.
Oh, don't apologize, Mrs. Copperfield.
And we're definitely not angry. You're very nice people.
No, eh, what?
We just hope we haven't added to your troubles.
Oh, no, your wash-up.
You know what? I really want to help you folks. You seem like nice people who want to live honestly. What would you say if I offered to let you all live at my house?
Oh, your wash-up.
Your wash-up, I'm sorry. I'm awful grateful and all for the kind offer, but you see, I feel that it's a husband's duty to care for his family. And I just couldn't do it.
Couldn't be dreamed of.
Well, what if I insisted?
We'd just run away after, your worship. Can't accept such an offer. I'm sorry, your worship.
Well, then you must accept some money from us.
Oh, your worship.
We positively insist this time. We won't go until you take it.
Nick?
Well, seeing as how you folks are real kindly, we'll accept it and thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yes.
Okay, guys, we're going to push this up a little bit.
Okay, here. Here you go.
Here.
Okay, thanks. Here you go.
My word, you were very generous, your worships. Very generous.
And I have something else that I think you might like. You're a good worker, you say, Mr. Copperfield.
Why, yes, your worship. I ain't afeard of hard work.
Well, I know a friend of mine up at the college. His name is Mr. Woosterton, and he has been looking for some good hard workers to oversee the care and maintenance of the place. Would you be interested?
Oh, would I, your worship? When can I meet with your friend?
How about tomorrow? I'll give him a call, and he'll be expecting you.
Oh, that's very satisfactory, your worship. Very satisfactory.
Oh, thank you, your worship. Thank you.
No, Mrs. Copperfield. Thank you.
My, what an interesting time we had yesterday.
Yes, it sure is glad to have those top secret plans back.
They almost got burned up.
Quite a close call, eh, what?
But enough about our affairs, Hossenpfeffer. Do you know what happened to that family?
Yes. I got in touch with Woosterton, and it seems that the family talked with him, and they are going to be living in a little house not far from the university. And Nick is starting work there in about a week. Once they get all the paperwork and everything is official and everything.
I see. I'm glad that everything is working out for them.
Uh-huh. Eh, what? It's a good thing you didn't lose your job, Zimmerman. Eh, what?
Yes, that is a relief. I am to bring the plans to the first Mr. X this morning at a prescribed place, which I am to tell no one about. Speaking of which, I'd better be going. Thank you very much for breakfast, Miss Parrot.
Glad you liked it.
Hey. It's better than Chuck E. Cheese's.
What's that?
Oh, never mind. Well, I'll be off then.
See ya!
What should we do today, eh, what?
Well, I'm going out window shopping with my friend. I'll be back for lunch. Bye!
Imagine! Window shopping. When I go shopping, I intend to buy something.
Exactly, eh, what?
It's gone! Where is it? It's gone, I tell you! Gone!
What's gone, Zimmerman?
The top secret plans are missing again!
You're kidding, eh, what?
Cucumber, what I joke about something so serious like this?
I guess not, eh, what?
Now where could they be? Man, I have to meet that guy for 10, and it's already 2:15!
Oh my, I didn't know it was that late! I'll be right back!
Want me to help, eh, what?
Sure.
I'm so sorry about this, Zimmerman. I didn't mean to...
Just stop feeling sorry and help us a bit here.
No, really. Please forgive me. I took the plans as a joke.
You did?
Yes, I'm so sorry. I didn't know it was so late.
No time for hard feelings. I have to run. Bye.
Wait!
What is it?
I think you forgot something. I like the papers.
Oh, thanks a lot. See ya!
Oh, Zimmerman.
Hey, what?
Wasn't that a good joke?
Top Secret was brought to you by Adventure Alley Productions. You heard Jacob Brody as Professor Hossenpfeffer, Silas Johnson as Professor Zimmerman, Violet Peterson as Miss Parrot, Robert Neal as Captain Cucumber, William Patterson as Martin the Beggar, Jonah Connor as Mr. Copperfield, Amanda Williams as Mrs. Copperfield, and Mary Olson as the Paper Girl. Other parts were played by Natalie Carding, Jonathan Edwards, Mike Ruffin, and Sarah Hubert. This episode of The Crackpot Professor was written by Silas Johnson and Jacob Brody. And I'm Timothy Spencer. Come back next time.